Governor Gavin Newsom visited the facility run by the Metropolitan Water District, which is the nation's largest water district. It's a demonstration project that the governor wants to scale up.
Water recycling is about finding new water, not just accepting the scarcity mindset, being more resourceful in terms of our approach. This pilot project that has been in place for a number of years is now ready to go at scale. $4 billion investment, an investment that will pay profound dividends in terms of addressing the scarcity if it gets the funding and the support that it needs.
The facility recycles Los Angeles wastewater, which is currently treated and discharged to the Pacific Ocean. Newsom noted that Nevada and Arizona are both investing money in the project, which would allow them to trade off for increased water allocations elsewhere. Newsom said a project this size has never been realized before in the U.S. and will be a model for other states also suffering from historic drought.
This is a profoundly important project for the state's future. It was said and highlighted that we have experienced the driest January, February, March, and mid-April in California's history. You knew that, but it can't be said enough.
The Metropolitan Water District of Southern California serves 26 public water agencies. They in turn deliver water to 19 million people in Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, San Bernardino, San Diego, and Ventura counties. Last week, the California Coastal Commission unanimously turned down a $1.4 billion proposal for a water desalination plant in Huntington Beach. The commission said the facility would kill marine life and drive up the cost of water. Newsom supported that facility, too. I'm Eileen Alfandari for Pacifica Radio.